creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rings, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats,
you name it.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats,
you name it.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, creams, beans, 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 creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You made it! You made it! You made it!
The fifth floor of Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk, recorded live at Stuffin' Things Studios. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Truthman.
Apparently I got the old intro up here.
Oh shit. Fucking pause that track. Or you gonna let it ride?
Well, let this shit ride.
Let it ride. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Yes. It's your boy, Das Truthman, with my dude.
Wicked Child.
And we here, you know what I'm saying, to talk about, whew, it's been a meaty week. A lot of letdowns, a lot of shame.
We only thought last week.
We thought last week would take the cake, but man, it's level up. Level the fuck up. Yes. So today we got guest, number one champ guest, Mr. Q Sweat.
I'm finally back. Woo! That's your boy in the building.
We're missing, good old Unabomber. He is taking care of the family stuff.
Is so he adulting again?
He is adulting so hard.
Serious adulting right now.
Dude, he has family in today. I think it was today or yesterday, and they're gonna be in town through Thanksgiving. Like, so he ain't going nowhere.
You name it.
All right, we also have another special guest, a spoopy guest, which we don't get plenty of those. We're gonna have her introduce herself to the crackers, as it were. Yes, they're called crackers.
Hi, I'm Illyria.
And Illyria, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to make art and write stories and be a salty bitch on the internet.
This is why I fucks with her. She's also friends.
Quality goals.
Heartbeat.
She is a classmate. What's the word? Not classmate. Fellow alumnus.
Colleague.
colleague. Art therapist as Miss Truffin. And she's all around rad individual, you know, so we're going to jump in with, what the hell did this week, because it was actually just a week and not 2 weeks and not several weeks
or a month.
So, this week, I went to school and my photography professor has been sick. And I'm not going to talk much about that professor because I feel some kind of way about them. Did the metals demo, well, not metals, powder coating demo with Valkyrie.
Yeah, fun with that.
Dude, it was rad. Like, I've never seen powder coating done. And don't you get on me because I know that's your profession. That's part of your profession.
No, see, I get to see the bad part of powder coat, though.
Oh, shit.
That shit where you don't clean your tools.
Ooh.
You see them sweet arcs.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, she talked about that during the safety.
Hey, when you're in you're in an industrial setting, and you can hear the arc over the powder coating equipment, over the safety, you know, ear protection you got on.
Jesus.
You know that shit's real.
Oh, shit.
You hear that shit go.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure because I kept hearing the word electroforming because that's taught in the alternative metals class. And I was like, oh, what's the difference between this and electroforming? Because I didn't know there was a current ran through for powder coating.
Yeah.
And she explained.
Electrostatic.
Yeah. And she explained why. And I'm not going to try to delve into that shit because I don't know that.
But electroforming. This is something I can actually fill in some holes on. This is.
Do you know electroforming?
I mean, I know of it.
Okay. Oh wait. We got Mr. Sweat to say something. You raise your hand, dude. This isn't school.
I'm just saying. I just want you to dumb it down for the crumbled up crackers at the bottom of the bag.
True facts.
The broken crackers.
The broken crackers that don't understand what powder coating is.
So powder coating, Wicked. Does your expertise hit me? Lowest common denominator.
Basically. You have a form of not actual paint. It's a coating, even though we refer to it as
a powder.
Paint. It's a powder. That you electrostatically charge positive, and then you take your material that you're painting and you ground that so that the powder seeks it out. Like, you can literally, like, turn around behind the powder coat if you're in a good facility and not even spray it at it, and the powder will, like, seek it out and help. Like, because even though we have someone on both sides of the part in our facility, if you have good equipment, you can spray on just one side and it'll, like, go back and grab the shit on the other side.
Mm, damn.
Good for getting in them holidays and them recesses.
But yeah, so that demo was done on Friday. Turned into my lackluster USR sculpture, the one with the middle finger coming from the building, the paper mache as our guest pantomime it. The paper mache itself was made from the Constitution. I printed out 4 copies of it and paper mache the shit out of it, out of the wire, and used bed sheets for the suit sleeve, and the building itself was like made out of plaster, and god damn it, that sucked. Like, I would never use plaster ever again in my life for coating a sculpture, because that shit sucks, because it dries so goddamn fast.
Yeah, it does.
But let's see, screen printing, I need to go up. I was supposed to go to screen printing today, but family stuff, and I'll jump quick into that one a little bit. But screen printing, I did my transparent cyan that professor gave to me, and it actually looks pretty rad on acrylic, aka plexiglass. So I'm waiting to do the red enamel tomorrow, and I'll be working on my I worked on the quarter pipe, i.e. the struggle. Actually, that's just gonna be, I need to find a better name than the struggle, because I guarantee you there's a million and one art pieces named the struggle. But that's the
struggle, different dog.
True. Listen, that might actually be the title.
That's a good working title. My struggle.
There's probably a million
don't pieces matter.
Titled My Struggle. But
how many songs out of name untitled?
Shit, you're right.
You name it.
But there's it's basically the mini ramp, what's gonna be the quarter pipe, and I started coating it with broken glass, which with E6000 is fucking painless, thank God, because all you do is smear it up there, then take the broken safety glass from my rear windshield, symbolism, layers, mm-hmm. And just slam it up there, rub it a little bit, and let it set. But I think,
did Man Cakes ever get his bike rack?
Oh yeah, they finished that.
Okay.
Man Cakes finished. They finished the bike rack. As far as I know, I'll talk to them recently about that.
See that.
Yeah, because I want to check it out too. I helped them weld some of it. I think I welded 2 things on it, mm-hmm. like 2 L brackets. But that shit was terrifying, because we were, what's the one, not that really hard one, because I know there's MIG and TIG. Mm-hmm. What's the hard? I forgot what the harder one is. I didn't do the harder one.
That ain't my world, dog.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Did you use the thing where like it just feeds wire out the center, or were you like just taking the bare clamp holding the piece of fucking?
No, I wasn't doing stick welding. Stick welding is the one you're holding the bare metal.
That's like, where's all my safety equipment at?
Yeah, I like that because it's simple. Like, it doesn't work for a lot of metals, though.
But it's kind
of
like, you know,
it's not as versatile of a welding technique.
I guess that's like the soldering equivalent of using lead solder.
Yep.
Dangerous. It'll but kill it gets, you. But it God damn, it's easy.
Yeah.
Using fucking leadless solder.
Shit. I'm trying to think. As the hand bones go buck wild. Yes, I'm talking about you, Roxy. But the TIG, I think it is. But I think I tried to weld one of them, or he was just showing me how to weld as like while he was welding it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, still ain't got no rear windshield, still hood rich, and didn't skate, but I got 2 Blading at Homes recorded, so there should be one hopefully up by Sunday.
dst.ec3cast.com.
Thank you. And I've been learning how to DJ before Q Sweat says something, because he was sitting there judging me. I'm like, why is he staring me down? It's like, I'm learning how to DJ from Q Sweat mainly. Had Junkyard come in last night and help me out.
Junkyard is alive.
Junkyard's alive. His lungs are recovering. And Miss Storm, she came by and doodled in the garage. And yeah, it was a good time. The stream can be found at facebook.com/DOSDST for Junkyard stream, because I did stream on one of my pages. I couldn't stream the freaking EC3 cast because the Facebook land is fucking us.
Yeah, we need to
figure that out.
We need a message support.
Yeah, because I have no idea how to manage our shit mobile anymore. But yeah, I'm getting it. It's rough.
It's a challenge.
Are you learning just, you know, like club DJ transitioning, or are you learning the wiki wikis too?
No. I'm learning the wiki wikis, and I'm fucking around with my teachers, not there. He will learn tonight what I've been fucking around with. Hopefully he's not like, stop, stop. Because that's his favorite word. Stop. Stop. Turn it off. Stop.
Because like I said, I had ambition to do that shit too at one point. But it was
it's just schedules. Schedules no, why no, we didn't work. That. Oh, no. I'm talking about me learning how to play bass.
My desire was solely to become like you fucking DJ in a fucking new metal band. I won't try to fucking, you know.
Are you trying to do like old boy from
Yeah, from Linkin Park.
Seven Dust.
Limp Bizkit.
Is it Seven Dust that have DJ as well?
I don't think so.
I think they do.
Talk about from Crazy Train? Crazy Train?
Crazy Town?
Crazy Town. Crazy.
You said Crazy Train. Jeez. Damn. Get together. Too much boozing in your system.
You name it.
Scratching over guitar riffs.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
That's the hardest shit.
Or that link I put up on Facebook, that Beastie Boys song.
Yeah.
Which one?
3M Season 1 DJ.
Yeah. That shit's awesome. It's gold.
The entire beat is nothing but scratching.
People know Outkast got a song called United DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And literally they performed it live with 5 DJs. And each DJ had a certain section of scratch. And actually that was making the beat throughout the whole performance. So.
That's the kind of DJing I would aspire to be.
Yes.
I don't give a damn about rocking a club.
I mean, everybody want to be that type of DJ, but...
Everybody can't be everybody that type of DJ.
Like me.
It's all good. Well, you know, but you still legit, though.
I'm legit.
I don't think every DJ aspires to that. Some just literally want to be a performer. I want to use the turntable as an instrument.
I'm going to hold that comment for later.
Uh-oh. But no,
We're looking on time. We're looking at it on time. I can't see.
We're at about 11 minutes.
Damn, that's it? Fuck. Huh. Wicked, talk about what you've been doing.
By the time y'all hear this, I will have landed in New York.
Hell yeah.
I might still be in the air. You know,
it doesn't matter. You'll be in New York.
Yeah, I'll be
in. You'll be out of the state.
Yes. I might be in D.C. God, anyway, hope I still in D.C.
Anyway, why are you going to be landing not in Virginia?
We are going up to see him, Miss Kate and Ezra's family, soon to be. Miss Wicked Child. Mrs. Wicked Child.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But,
I seen that post.
All these bath bomb ring freaking troll posts.
No. Somebody leaked the info. Today event got marriage license.
I knew she was there. She ran about me for
you. Yeah, she ain't that tight-lipped.
I'm just saying.
It's all good.
If I'd have told her, she wouldn't have put it up. But
whatever. It don't hurt nobody.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But anywho, we're going up to see her. We played this, a couple months ago, because you gotta buy tickets early. We ain't
going to New York.
Don't buy the holiday ticket.
Nope.
No, he can't. No.
Buses are your
itinerary.
Cheaper,
your itinerary. Hit him. What's your itinerary? This guy
to save some money. We are leaving on Monday. Unfortunately, 6:20 in the morning.
Okay.
But leaving on Monday. Coming back on Thanksgiving Day.
That's my dude. That's my dude.
Actually, that's a great time to travel.
Yeah, because everybody's
gone.
Yeah. Like, whether you're on the road or on the plane, whatever. Everyone's already where they're going to be. So
knock some, $50 a ticket off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're flying for $500, both of us.
Yeah. Versus fucking six, bro.
Yes.
But, no. So Miss Truffin is on the hunt for a video game and... Wicked Child gave me a golden tagline for it as far as selecting it. What was your tagline for good old Pokemon Sun and Moon? Like, what's the choice you got to make? The choice that steadies your whole life?
I'll paraphrase. I don't remember exactly what I said. It's basically, you want that scrappy little monkey or you want that wise, solemn ape?
Exactly. Because that's what it comes down to when you're picking a new Pokemon game. Oh, which simian monster you going to roll with?
Well, like I said, because, I mean, there's different legendaries, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't going to find that motherfucker.
No.
You might find this scrappy little monkey or a solemn ape, though.
Yeah, what up? What up?
And apparently also there's a couple other Pokemon. Like Ninetales.
I heard Vulpix and Ninetales are only in Sun.
Yes.
They're not in Moon.
Yeah.
Does Moon get Meowth or something? Oh no, Foxy Petita's in the studio and she just got her world shattered. Hatchet!
Hatchet!
Come hold your woman. I broke a heart.
Basically, what we're saying is Hatchet gonna have to catch it for.
Yeah. He's gotta get his copy and do work. But
you
can
chance Rover.
Yeah, you can chance Rover.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like catching your own.
I know.
She's complaining about Persians apparently, not rugs, not rugs, but Pokemans. And speak of other Pokemon shenanigans, make sure to get your daily catch with your mom. I need to open up that shit. Get my catch of the day.
Get your daily catch. Get your daily
playing that damn fake Pokemon.
And Miss Ill is doing her is open her. She was like, wait, I just remembered.
I already had my catch of the day.
A lot of people met new friends.
I got a Pikachu.
People got outside
today.
With that fake Pokemon.
Pikachu earlier today.
But hey. I'm gonna do like a real Pokemon fan. I'm gonna get fat, sit on my ass.
Damn right.
Shit on
system. Well, anyway, while y'all playing the Pokemon, I'm gonna sit here and wait till next year when the Digimon come out.
On PS4.
Says who?
On PS4.
What?
Digimon yep. World.
Bruh.
Because on PS4.
Oh my god.
And it's a lot. It's gonna like be like Pidgey. Final Fantasy.
They try to cash Pokemon. In on that hype.
Dude, man. I need me a Digimon game. I will buy a PS4 next year just
gonna,
for that shit.
It's gonna be like. From the trailers and what they said, it's going to be like you got to breed.
It looks like fucking Robotech.
And fight.
I don't want to breed fucking.
Well, not
that's
breed.
What.
You ain't gotta,
that's
why you got to watch them fucking none.
No, motherfucker. Like, I hate it. That's what turned me off from Gold version. Like, that was the last version I tried to play because they were like, I was like, all right, I'm getting a new Pokemon shot. And it was like, you can breed Pokemon. I was like, you can suck a dick. You catch them and fight them. Duh, end.
Well, you got train. Well, in Digimon, you got to train them.
Yeah, train is fine.
No, like,
train is
no,
fine.
I mean, like, legit train. Like, they got like. Work, you work them out and run them and shit.
No, what, you taking the fucking gym, make them run through the tires and shit?
Yeah.
The same, we ain't doing all that shit. CrossFit. I ain't CrossFitting no Agumon, fam. Like, shit.
You gotta go find the fucking Mickey version of a fucking Pokemon.
No.
You ain't gotta be tougher than that. You gotta give them your hook.
But no, like. That's pretty dope though. Like I do like me some Digimon. Like people are like, oh, you like Digimon because it's not Pokemon. I was like, bitch, no. It's Digimon had an awesome anime. They were anime.
Had an awesome story.
Yeah.
Digivolve, man. To digital monsters.
Exactly.
I made Miss Kate Nezra sad one time because I didn't know she was into the Digimon.
Oh shit! What did you do?
And I said it was Pokemon for slow children.
Oh.
You trying to die? You trying to fuck go?
What? What?
Trying to fuck go, bro?
And then she
come at me, bro.
Of course, right. Because blood.
It's death battle.
Yeah.
But
child death battle. Boomstick,
my dude.
She gave
me a look not too dissimilar from the look I just got in the studio.
Exactly.
Because like I said, I didn't know she was a hardcore Digimon fan.
I'm not like hardcore, but I'm like, come on, dog.
Nah, it's just that was my choice. Yeah, Pokemon and Digimon. Digimon's mine.
Dude, if I had a choice, yeah. But like the funniest shit to people is they're like, oh, you know Pokemon came first. I'm like, nah
bro.
Nah.
In America, Pokemon came first, but in actuality, Digimon came out, what,
yeah.
5 years before Pokemon
yes.
came out?
Yeah.
And the cool thing about Digimon is straight up, like, not the whole fucking emo reason of, oh, you know, your bond, your strong bond of friendship was make it powerful. It's like, no, it's a fucking monster. It starts out as a small monster, and it gets to a huge monster.
It's like a Super Saiyan
yeah.
monster.
And it was cool because they powered back down. They didn't just fucking stay like, oh, this is it. Yeah.
I guess I got to carry this big motherfucker yeah. around now.
I guess this motherfucker got to come with me when I go to math class.
I can't check this motherfucker on a plane no
yeah,
more.
Exactly. It's like fucking... And then when I saw Mega, like, I'm that dude. I'm one of them dudes. Mega, when I saw Mega Evolutions, I was just like, it's fucking Digivolving. And I saw, I was watching Digino Gaming, and they were talking about, like, oh, like, why did Mega Evolutions, like, only be temporary? He was like, well, because I like the design. Like, one of the creators was like, I like the design of Mega Charizard, but I also like Charizard. And I feel like if it was stuck at Mega Charizard, I'd miss Charizard. So that's why it's temporary. And I'm like, I fucks with that, but fuck you. Like, that's...
You tried to keep up with Digimon.
Just yeah, that's it. All. Just fucking, just claim it, man. Just take it. Just take
like
it.
Like, I like my racism. I like my racism up front.
And on that note, what were we at? Timestamp? We at 20?
We're at 18.
Yeah, 18. Because I feel like right now we would just be drawing it out. We throw it to the song.
We can go early because the next segment I know is going to fucking go
Oh, that's going to go on forever. Mm-hmm. All right, so is it my song first or your song first?
Talk amongst yourselves because I don't remember.
All right, so we're going to throw this song. And yeah, waffle fries.
Chick-fil-A on Sundays. Like
Chick-fil-A.
All right, it's my song first.
Oh, what's your song?
some from our neighbors to the north, since all these motherfuckers want to move up north now. Even though they're backing out.
Good to your weight.
Swollen members.
Yes. Yes.
Love. It's the only way to make it back. paranoid. You are not a gangster, you're a fucking errand boy. Werewolf, warlord, poet and a warrior. Mad child king, Vancouver and Victoria. These kids forfeit against war orphans. I kill often, I fill coffins. Life still awful, I will profit. Mad shine bright like light in a socket. Leader of the new school, bringing back the old school. True school, fans know my plan, it is foolproof. My life will be a documentary. Don't pop oxys, shit'll rock your memory. Don't get cocky, kids will not remember you. Be loyal to your fans and always tell the truth in interviews. Me, Prev, Rob, yo, we do our job in intervals. Lucky cause I get to fuck some girls that look like centerfolds. Unlucky when I cross the border cause of Interpol. My name's Red Flag, I'm from Canada where winter's cold. Love making music, I feel it in my inner soul. I love God, I am broken from the devil's hold. Ever since trying to steer clear of all the seven sins. Realizing I have been to places I have never been. Meaning that I never ever stop to smell the roses. This world is full of evil and people are ferocious. Dragons are red, yeah, magic is black, yeah. Oxys are blue, yeah, the manglers are back. Listen to my fucking song, what kind of language is that? Sorry but the rapper full of pain and anguish is back. I ain't strange, that's a fact, I'm insane, that's a fact. Cold nights, dark days, and my rainbows are black, yeah. I was popping pills, doing rails, that's a fact. Now my life's like a train that's derailed off the track. Rap with iron jaws, face like iron mask. But I told you that I'm Schwarzenegger, bitch, I am back. Ferry boat, float across the river Styx. Morse code flow, classified encrypted messages. North Pole cold, glacier face, no compasses. North face, set a base camp, same emphasis. Survival of the fittest, deep rival tribes for breakfast. Ravenous, wait until the moon is in its crescent. Black obelisk, surrounded by primates. Time waits for no man, mind state will vibrate. Ask me what I hate, and I'll state hatred. I'm a Canadian with friends that are patriots. Passport inked like a newspaper. I'm out of this world, James Bond, Moonraker. Dude, just soft, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. I've mastered this craft, last of the airbenders. All four elements are at my disposal. Control lights, creatures, bats, rats, cobras. Yeah.
We back. Hey. All right, so we're gonna get to our to the meat and potatoes, the crux of this week's episode after Democalypse 2K16. Hey. All right, so
any optimism that we had
is being shot.
Bye bye.
So
you to blame.
You give politics. You give America
a bad name.
No, what even just America? Politics as a whole.
Yeah.
You gave the free world a bad name.
Yeah. And Trump is basically like right now, fuck free world. 313.
Fuck free world.
313.
Keep on rocking in the white man's world.
Exactly. What? As a white man, how do you feel about your solidified safety for the next 4 years?
Solidified privilege.
Dude. Step in pins, baby.
Dude, fucking safety pins, motherfucker. Oh my God. Let me get that off my chest. All right.
The best
fucking intention. The road to hell is paved with the best of intentions. Fucking, it's the heart's in the right place. Yeah. Straight up, through and through. The heart is in the fucking right place.
Mm-hmm.
But as a black man, seeing that shit, it feels like people are telling me, oh, don't worry, I got your back. Like, look, hey, look at me. I can protect you. I can save you. And I'm like, one, I don't fucking need saving. Two, if you got my back, I know
your hero, baby.
You can kiss away the pain. I can lay here with you forever.
Please take my white guilt away.
But no, like this, like I wasn't trying to like attack anybody.
It wouldn't start and there.
Miss Ill, that's what I'm calling you because I want to stumble over your alias. Sorry.
No worries. I like Miss Ill. It's good.
like I said on the post, like, it wasn't about saying, oh, fuck everyone with the safety pin. Just like, this doesn't, like, it's not about the intent. It's about the perception from as a minority. Like, it's like, dude, I already know who the good ones are, baby. I'm talking to you. You're on my friends list. Like, I know who the good ones are.
You're
it's
that one fun. Black friend.
Yeah, I'm the one black friend to a lot of my friends. And it's okay.
The representation of all blackdom.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty much homogenized weirdo at this point.
Like, he transcends.
I've transcended the racial barrier. No, I haven't. I'm born black and die black.
Homogenized weirdo is a pretty great place to exist, though.
No, but I like with the whole thing with the safety pins. My thing is, okay, with the safety pin thing, it's like if you follow Truthin' on Facebook, you see my post. My post basically about, I see it as a gold star. Like, when you're a little kid, you get the gold star for doing good. You're inherently doing things.
Except you're buying your own gold star.
It's
not like a black man or an Arab woman handed you that safety pin.
Yeah.
But you bought your own A+.
I mean, my own personal view of it is like, I'm going to wear the safety pin because I want everybody to know that I'm a good person. Should you be a good person anyway?
Torn, let my friend in.
I mean, I know everybody want to be salty and sultry and whatever they want to be.
We all can't be sultry.
Yeah, everybody can't be sultry because the world ain't going to work.
Well, what I was telling him is basically, y'all know evil people and racist people can buy safety pins, right?
Yeah.
Well,
they don't check that shit at the store.
Well, the white nationalists were posting stuff that were trying to claim the safety pin to kind of twist everything, which is interesting thing that's been happening, is like the fake news and all like the...
Yeah.
The weird social media stuff that's been happening can be so easily manipulated.
Yeah.
And so something that's that simple of a symbol rather than action speaking.
Yeah, that's my thing is, like, because I've had, like, even when, that no offense to anybody in the room, I've had a problem with the rainbow flag Facebook filter, the rainbow flag headband or wristband, safety pins. Pretty much anything that came out within the past 3 or 4 years that everybody's like, well, I'm going to show my support by wearing this. Show your support by actually doing stuff, actually going to stuff, events, just being a nice person. Because the way I see it, I read this article, and like, I know they have like Pride Fest in Norfolk and whatnot around the country, but that's one event I won't go to. Nothing against anybody in Pride, it's just that it's not my deal. You know, not saying I don't support LGBTQ.
LMNOP.
LMNOP. LMNOP. But it's just, I know the history of it. I know what Pride was and has actually became. And so, not saying I don't support it, it's just not my deal. The article was about how teenage girls are pretty much thrown on a headband. It's like, I'm going to Pride. Like, they see it as a concert and not what it actually was.
Went from a movement to the new Coachella.
Basically, it went from like a serious movement to where everybody could be free and do what they want, you know, out in the open. To I'm gonna show me your boots with beads.
I'm gonna show you my allyness.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Basically, that was my problem with it, and I see the same thing with the whole safety pin thing. It's like, I'm wearing the safety pin because it's cool. I'm going to change my Facebook filter because it's cool. Don't do anything because it's cool. Do stuff that you actually feel. And you don't even have to... I hate to get biblical about it. But it's one thing in the Bible. In the Bible in church, they all say, you can tell when somebody's got a spirit in them. They don't boast. They don't brag. They don't have to say, hey, look at me. I'm a person of God.
They're not wearing that shirt that says John 3:16. It's not wrestling. It's the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I miss? What the fuck I miss?
We're on to Bible verses now.
I got
deep. This is my squad. This is my crew. We're going by aliases right now.
No.
For the show, but we'll get to you in a second. You can grab a chair from the dining room table and hang out.
Quality radio.
But it was just like one of those things. Like,
I missed a lot, apparently.
Yeah, train of thought.
When Reverend Q come out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When Reverend Q.
Wow.
Wow. But for real, it was one of those things, like, you don't gotta, it's like,
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Yes. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Absolutely. If
you like a lot, like in high school, folks that got the nice ass cars go to a broke ass house.
Mm-hmm. What up, man? Priorities.
That's fucking Craddock living right there,
dude. What's up? No. What's up? P-Town represent.
I'm just saying. It's one of those things, like.
So I think that like my perception of like the queer Facebook rainbow flag was different because
oh we on rainbow flag shit I missed
no well, it's, so it's all the same
so
symbolism.
He connected well he connected the safety pins to the rainbow flag
no
but in the sense of with, like from, changing from the Facebook allies. Picture like
yeah okay your change the Facebook picture yeah
because
yeah,
my experience of that was not from an ally's point of view all of my like LGBTQ et cetera friends changed it to that because they were so excited and proud to have that moment. Yeah, so I think that it depends on like your point of view.
I mean,
I swear to fucking Christ, if I see a safety pin thing on fucking Facebook, I'm gonna lose my shit.
In all honesty, hey, Ms. Ill,
I also got to see one person that they turned their profile to a bunch of different color safety pins.
In all honesty, Ms. Ill,
fuck it.
I saw that. And that was one of the reasons why I did it. But then when I started seeing my other friends doing it, I know.
Yo,
well, when it becomes a fad, like that's like kind of the thing with our current culture is because social media is what it is.
Yeah.
It's so easy for something to immediately become a fad and lose its meaning.
Yeah. Basically, that's what's like. And with the filter, I took mine down. And I wrote a post why I took mine down. It's not saying I'm not supporting it. It's because I see it as becoming a fad. And I don't want to be associated with that fad.
Yeah.
I still
Support,
you know, hang out, show love, but I just don't want to be a part of that.
Actually, be an ally without claiming ally status.
Basically, dude,
no. Like, all right, so I'm pulling my soapbox from the back of the classroom since I walked away. All right, man. Like this, the whole thing about fucking being allies and shit. I hate that fucking term.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, like you ain't my Robin to my Batman. Like, I don't need Robin. Like. Motherfucker, like I don't need someone to champion my cause, to champion
actually, them
my
champion,
struggle.
I think that makes them the Batman to your Robin.
No, they wish they was. Fucking safety pin capes
and all.
I'ma
save you, dog.
I don't need a fucking goddamn savior.
Like you be
like people that are pretty much like so dead fast stuck on it are the ones that irk me the most. And Miss Ill, like you weren't stuck on it. You were like holy, like I always pull the race card in jest. I always do it like as a joke. But that's usually the one time where I legitimately threw down the race card and was like, look, I'm black. What the fuck? Like, that's all it was. And it was like, oh, like that shook you and my friends like, oh, shit. Like, wait, I didn't know. It was like I wasn't seeing it that way. My bad. But the thing is, I'm not mad that you're not seeing it that way. It's impossible for fucking you guys to see it that way. Just like it's impossible to feel the plight of a gay individual. Like, I can't feel that. I don't understand that, like, because I ain't been through that shit. So
yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Night is young.
Hi, now what up, Q?
What's up, baby?
How you living? Good. We're gonna hop behind them decks. Mm-hmm. Do a private session.
I mean,
mix it up
all the way.
Get the mocha caramel mocha right. What up, baby?
It's a swirl.
But
we went to a weird place right
there. We did. We always fucking do. No, like it's always one thing for people to always try to, you know, say they're about helping others. That's the thing that I hate the most is, like you said, it's the fad nature of it. When people like try to adopt a cause just because they're like, oh, look, I want to show that I care. You know how you show you fucking care? Just like the one video I shared. It's like, talk to your racist ass uncle, auntie, fucking coworker and tell them like, hey, man. Not this cool. Ain't cool. You don't gotta say like you should understand black people because you don't fucking understand us. You ain't us. I
mean, come on, all them Negroes ain't that bad.
I mean we not looking at some of us are sharp dressers. What up?
I know.
He just wanted a good one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that's
he's
the thing.
Very well spoken.
Yeah.
He's like, eloquent.
Dude, that shit is gonna keep us alive in these next 4 years though. Oh, it's like, man. Oh, he won the good one. It's like you're right. You're definitely right. You're goddamn right, Todd. Todd, you're right.
Hey, why are we talking about that? I've been playing this game called Watch Dogs 2.
Oh, is it good? Is it actually better than the first one?
Yes, it's way better than the first
Thank
one.
Thank fucking God. Because, and it's a black hero. Yes, it's a black protagonist.
And not
stereotypical black protagonist.
Oh,
thank
hell
fucking
no,
God.
This dude's off chain. But it was just, I give props to Ubisoft because they really took the temperature of the world and they threw it in this game.
Oh, I'm going to have to check it out.
Because like it was one mission. You got to hack into this place called Noodle. Basically, it's Google. And when you do homeboy, his name's Horatio. he's the only he's the black guy that work in IT. It ain't too many of us in IT.
That is great.
But he's the black guy, and he's like,
do you identify with him?
Yeah, that's my dude.
Full immersiveness.
Yeah, but y'all go on the mission, and he tells a joke. He's like, hey, what do you call a black man around 1,000 white people? I'm like, what, Mr. President? And then
nice.
And then he was like, come on, man, can't be standing too close to me. They see us together, think we plotting. He said, dude, we are plotting. Because I mean, like I said, they was plotting to break at Google. But then when they walked through the door, he's like, dude, do you know how feels to be the only black dude in a board meeting and be the spokesman for all of blackdom? And I never really thought about that. I was like, wait a minute.
Dude, no, most places me and you have been, and you can probably attest to this shit too, you're just like, oh shit, like when the whole crowd looks at you like for a response, and you're like, they're looking at me as the chosen one to represent my people at this point in time.
Somebody says something about a hip-hop song.
Yeah, fuck.
They look to the they look to the black bassers.
The black ambassador.
The black bassers, dude.
The black DJ. Don't go to karaoke, man. You got to do
all the rap songs. Dude, no, we got to mic you up one day.
And then they like when you get to the part of the song that has the N-word in it, they look at you.
They look at you like,
the funniest shit still is like in situations like that, you always have that one fucking thugged out white dude who will always say, man, I'm blacker than you. And it's just like, nigga, that's not a contest. You want my suffering? You want my
struggle? You want some bad credit?
Fucking here you go. You can take that shit. Like, I don't need it.
You want to get eyeballed for dating a white girl? Here you go.
You want to fucking, you want fucking people to cross the street when you're walking down the road in downtown? Like, you can have that shit, man. Like, don't fucking just say you want the good shit just because, you know what I'm saying, we put the style out there. We fucking put out, like, the cool shit. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to co-opt this shit because, you know, I'm about that life. And I'm like, you could be about that life without trying to be black. It's okay.
Yeah. I made a lifestyle out of it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You my boy. And that's why, Wicked, you keep it real. Keep it, as the kids say, 100.
Lit, fam. Oh, my God.
Lit AF.
Quit trying to be so damn eloquent. You don't say 100, you say 100.
I know I say 100.
100.
AF. I'm just saying, though, like, the whole thing, even on that note, even, like, the struggles of a black EDM DJ, also, ain't too many of us.
Dude, no, the funniest shit still on the book face was the rollerblading, like, old school dude I looked up to in the area. I ain't gonna mention no fucking names, but...
Oh, Lord!
Yeah. You learned some things.
Oh!
I learned some things, man, you know? This dude, all right, like, when I got into skating, when I was when I got into the street scene in the area, when I was around 16, 17, it was one guy, like, older dude, like, in his 20s, just fucking shredded, ripped shit up, like, was the man, competing and everything. Like, I always looked up to him. And, you know, his family man, whatever, and he's been on the book face for years now, and I'm like, you know, he's all right. Like, he doesn't really post nothing. Like, if I've got car questions for him, because he used to be a Honda head, it might still be a Honda head, I don't know, but he just went in. But no, there's a husky on the track being disgruntled, but no, like he just chimed in at the wrong goddamn time, and.
It was tragic.
It was a train wreck because tragic it started, awesome. It was a post basically saying that how I feel about people who voted for Trump, not Trump supporters, people who voted for Trump. Doesn't matter what you say, like, about, like, your justification or, you know, your reasoning behind it. You still voted for the man. Plain and simple. Like, you co-signed bigotry. End of story. Full stop. You co-signed it.
The fact that you voted, you agree with the politics, and you agree with his way of life and his views of life.
Yeah, you can't take, like, that's like saying that, oh, you know, I don't like fruitcake, but I really like all the toppings in fruitcake. It's like, well, you like fruitcake. No, I just like all the ingredients
in it.
I like
apples, bananas, and pound cake, but I don't like fruitcake.
It's like, you motherfucker, you like fruitcake. And, like, so that's what the post is about, basically saying that, like, I'm hurt that, you know, people like that you did this, and he just jumped straight in with, oh, well, you know, you can't trust Clinton. The emails, man. And I'm just like,
it's like
what
the
are
propaganda
you?
Propaganda machine.
Yeah, I was just like, what are you talking about? He was like, oh, well, this, that, and third, so on and so forth. And then he says, I didn't vote for Trump. I'm like, what the fuck? What's the point? Like, what are you trying to get across? Like, besides saying that, oh, well, you know, liberal this, liberal that.
Gary Johnson, 2K16.
Fucking Clinton this, Clinton that. And then you say, I didn't vote for Trump. And I'm like, oh, nigga, what's your point? Like, the post wasn't even about that.
I bet you think this post is about, don't you?
No, and so, like, the funny thing is, one of the cosplay friends, I'm just going to say Mia Cosplay, she jumped in, and I've never seen the referee memes. And
she,
oh my God,
the
they
are
the fucking
are good.
Gold.
They're good.
Like, I'm going to have to, like, screenshot some of them and throw them up on the wall. Like, just download them, because I think somebody shared a link to them recently. But they were just gold, and he was not getting the point. Like, he was still like, oh. And then as soon as he said, oh, the libtards, I was like, nigga, like, I used to look up to you. Like, I wanted to be able to skate like you. And
your true color shining through, bro.
Shit, son. Like, ouch. Like, fuck, like that's the thing that like hurts the most. Like you feel like you know somebody. Like a lot of my friends, not even a lot of my friends, handful of my friends that know me since like high school and shit, it felt some kind of way when they first saw me wearing makeup and shit. Cause I was like going out to clubs, still your man, got my eyeshadow, eyeliner, and fucking mascara on and shit, and lipstick.
We had that gold eyeshadow. I looked at it, I was like,
I don't think I know you anymore, man.
Like, you good?
Please. Like, you good, man? You ain't changed teams, are you?
And yeah, I'm good. All right.
Yeah, it's like that's. Happy. But yeah, so like a few of my friends like got upset about that, but I'm like, that shit comes off. Like that shit is worn because I want to feel awesome. You know what I mean? And it's not like a lot of friends. I caught flack behind it because it was like, oh, you can't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing this. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, nigga, it's makeup. But when you vote for a motherfucker,
that's
just forever. That shit ain't makeup, fam. Like,
that's history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you have co-signed at this point in time in the year of our Lord, 2016. Fucking you co-signed this shit. And you're like, oh, well, you know, the politics and, you know, or I told you or, you know, I'm a Republican or, oh, I just can't trust Clinton. I'm like, that's not the fuck point. Like, it's not fucking goddamn point. Like, that shit irks me to no avail. Like, no matter how you slice it, no matter how you look at it, you got up in the fucking morning, got dressed, looked at yourself in the mirror, and you're like, today's the day.
I made a conscious
decision. Today's the day I go to election booth, and I'm going to vote for our fucking reality TV fucking host and horrible businessman.
Con man.
That's the shit you decided.
You made a conscious adult decision.
Like, that's the shit that hurts.
Vote for a con artist.
Yeah. You could have.
A con artist TV show host.
Yeah.
With ties to Russia. Like, yeah. Let's not forget that
and,
shit.
And a racist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's putting white supremacists in power right
like,
now?
Yes. Fucking, you can.
One after the other.
Like, you could have stayed home. You could have fucking voted for third party. You could have voted for goddamn Harambe. Thousands of people did it.
15,000 somehow.
That would have been better than Trump.
I would have been mad. Because I'm like, that's ignorant shit, but I would still laugh. I would have still fucking laughed my ass off. Like, you know what? I get it. You think the system's fucked? Got it.
One gorilla for another.
One gorilla for another. Fuck it. But that's enough talking for me. I'm spent, baby. That's
I mean,
it. I mean, Daddy got the rage out.
I mean, okay. One. But one thing I wanted to get on.
Calm it down, baby. Calm it down.
One thing I wanted to get off my chest was the everybody's gold stamp. Basically, what I say about gold stamp is like since Trump became president-elect, it's been a rash of, oh, I'm going to do this because Trump did it. Or,
yep.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, that. Like, what is up with like, that? Woo!
I don't know. And that's the thing. Like, the one thing that got me was today, I was reading a story. Adam Yauch.
MCA.
MCA yes. from Beastie Boys.
What up?
One of the greatest MCs of all time. Died from cancer a couple years back. They renamed a park in New York.
May 5th, 2011.
Yeah.
I know that shit by fucking heart. Ruined May the... No, not May the 5th. May the 4th. Because it ruined May the 4th forever. Yeah. It's no longer about Star Wars.
Damn, he died. Wait, he died when?
May the 4th, 2011.
Yeah. The same day my son was born.
Damn. Mm.
Same exact day.
But as you were saying...
That's all I was saying. Ooh. But anyway, one of the great MCs of all time. Everybody knows Beastie Boys were Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why did people go to that park, paint swastikas, and say "Go Trump" under it? All over the park.
You know, they did it in so many places, though. It wasn't even just that place.
I understand that.
But still, like, that's just one of the things.
But that's that one place.
Or you're like, come on, man.
You know they Jewish.
Well, yeah. That's part of it.
I mean, I understand it. But, yeah, like I said, made a joke earlier. I like my racism up front. But really, that's how I am, because crackers may know, they may not know. I'm born and raised in Georgia. 1983, Warner Robins, Georgia. KKK was literally 10 minutes from my house. You know, the last KKK I remember, they had a rally in a field maybe a mile from elementary school. You know what I'm saying? So it's I've seen racism.
You're like, dude, it's like, I'd rather see that shit. Like, don't hide that shit behind the voting booth. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit's cool.
I like my racism up front, not behind my back. Don't use cold words or, like, well-spoken and shit like that. Tell me that you don't like me, so that way I know where you stand. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you, but we got to get a job done.
Like we talked about in the last episode, you know, which racism is more dangerous? The person walking around with the Klan hood on, or the person that denies you the credit at the bank because, I'm sorry, we can't extend credit to you. Which racism is more dangerous?
The banker.
Exactly.
How about the person on the plane who was like, you can't be a doctor. You can't help this person live.
Yeah, you cannot be a doctor.
Come on. Ain't you supposed to be shucking and jiving somewhere? Don't you got a beat you supposed to be laying down? Isn't there a concert you supposed to be getting into?
Come on. Calm down, Kanye.
You can't possibly save this person's life or anything.
No, because you know why? Because good chicken brings
bad traffic. Oh, my God. What is up with that? Bad traffic. Let's talk about that neighbors. For a second. Oh, my God.
Fucking Virginia Beach.
Oh, fucking Virginia
Beach. Virginia Beach. All right,
but it's not. It wasn't Virginia Beach themselves. It was.
I know. It was a person.
Somebody made a flyer because they're trying to put a Royal Farms somewhere on Indian River in Centerville.
Yeah.
Where? I don't know.
But it's on the corner, yeah.
They're trying to put one on the corner. And so somebody put a flyer, wrote up a flyer basically saying, don't let Royal Farms come to this area because good chicken equals bad...
equals bad neighbors.
Bad neighbors, increased traffic, increase of crime.
I'm like, dude, what you trying to say, fam?
So what you trying to say for real?
Everybody like chicken, baby.
Royal Farms has some good food. Like,
yeah.
But these are the same people who, in a landslide vote, November 8th, voted to keep the riffraff crime and drugs out of Virginia Beach by denying the light rail extension.
Oh my God.
I'm not surprised.
Virginia Beach.
Keeping it classy, man.
The light rail has been like an issue for some time.
Yeah, it's because people in Virginia Beach are like, all the bad shit comes from not Virginia Beach. I'm like, nigga, that's crazy. I know drug dealers in Virginia Beach.
You watch the news in the morning.
Yeah, it's like, I know drug dealers in Virginia Beach. Like, fucking, I've been to Virginia Beach. I've been to the shitty parts of Virginia Beach. Like,
there
motherfucker,
it's not Virginia Beach.
At Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And they always,
they're like, oh, no, look, they're not from Virginia Beach, though. They can't be from Virginia Beach.
Need us remind the riot.
Yeah, they think the light
from this on the strip.
Yeah, and the funniest thing is like
they don't have legs and cars.
Yeah, you like they're like, oh, the light rail, that's gonna stop it all. I'm like, motherfucker, there's HRT, there's fucking taxis, there's
Uber,
Lyft, like your friend's car.
Better public like, transportation,
bicycles,
worsening of our area. It's like economic growth with.
But nobody wants to look at that.
Nobody wants to look at it that way. I know. Miss Hill. Hampton Roads has like this long history. Miss Hill,
this is what you gotta understand about good old Hampton Roads.
Back in the days of Tidewater.
Number one trade post in America.
We are the world's biggest naval base.
Yep.
Yeah.
We are a melting pot. We are meant to be seen as family friendly. Mm-hmm. That's why the arts suffer here.
Yeah.
That's why music suffers here.
Like them sweet signs went up on the oceanfront.
Yeah. The no cursing. Fucking everything is supposed to be painted as fucking family friendly. And that's why young adults, people between the ages of 18 and fucking 28, 29 will not flourish here. That's why everybody's like, man, I gotta get the fuck out of VA. I'm like, yeah, I don't blame you. Like, fucking, out of Hampton Roads. I'm like, I don't fucking blame you. Like, you like go to Richmond, go down to Raleigh, go to fucking Durham, go to DC,
go to Moyock,
fucking go anywhere Baltimore. But fucking Hampton Roads. And they're like, but, oh, so you think it's a good idea? I'm like, dude. There's more shit outside of this area than you think. And they're like, oh, but the thing that irks me on the same token, people's like, fuck everyone in Hampton Roads. And on my side tangent, I always go on. So if you leave in an area because the people are shitty, chances are,
guess what?
You the shitty motherfucker.
You the shitty motherfucker that attracts shitty people. But if you're looking for opportunity,
wow,
you can go elsewhere.
You named it.
I mean, this place is stuck in a time warp in a way. Like the values are so conservative. They're so like.
But we was a blue state this election.
Barely. I know. Thank you for that, like Norfolk and like Northern Virginia saving us our dignity.
Lord knows Virginia Beach was looking mighty red.
Oh yeah, I know, right. I love it when you can go to the counties. You can see the percentage of who voted for who in each city, because then you know I don't really want to go there anymore.
Yeah, yep. But I don't know. Where we at, dog? Because I feel like the power and passion is dwindling.
We're at 50 minutes.
We're at 50 minutes. We're gonna wrap it. We're gonna throw to my song because I'm spent, daddy. Yeah, I'm spent. And I gotta hop behind the decks. I gotta practice. Yep. Gotta practice and make a fool of myself.
The truth is coming,
dude. Fucking penis. Light bright, shining bright. 2K17. So.
Oh, speaking of which.
Uh oh no.
Terrible politics means great time for art.
Yep. Dude.
And punk subcultures.
Rock, make punk rock great again.
I was going to say, subcultures are going to come back because it's how you
start
survive.
My goth night and I'm fucking make a poster with something to do with the election. I'm not saying yet on air.
I'm excited.
We actually got 2 texts.
Whoa. Yes.
2.
From tonight?
No.
Previous shows?
No, a couple.
I thought we want to say that for the end, like for the rap. Because that's what we did last time. No, you want to do it now?
We'll do it now.
Okay.
Because we ain't doing another segment, are we?
No.
No. This is a message for DJ Light Bright.
Oh, shit.
I heard you trying to DJ Big Boy. I got you.
Oh,
coming for you.
Oh, shit. I don't know who the fuck. That sounds threatening. Well, whoever you are, know that you have been heard, and I'm ready. That's been my Twitter handle for like 4 or 5 years now.
DJ Light Bright.
Dude, we need to be friends on Twitter.
Follow me at Dosh Truth and Everywhere.
At Nature Boy Q Swift.
Uh oh.
I'll tell you a little more about this during the break.
Oh shit.
But fuck EC3 cast. Jolly's for life.
Oh fuck.
Very respectfully, Matt Jolly.
No way.
Boom.
No way.
Boom.
No way.
Boom.
No way. No way.
Go with that.
Go to my song. By Kill the Noise. Motherfucking forgot the song name because I suck, but it's Kill the Noise. Kill the Noise is awesome.
Do that shit.
That's a show.
Yes.
Like, thank all of our listeners, the crackers out there. Thankfully, fucking worldwide.
Won't no more Tumblr this time.
Won't no more Tumblr this time, you motherfucker. Let's see. We'd like to thank our guest, Mr. Q Sweat.
How y'all doing?
Trying to win, trying to hold on to the belt.
Yep.
Miss Ill. Thank you.
Thanks for having me here.
Thank you for being on. You are always a treat, and I'm sorry I walked away. But, you know, people come to the studio, you got to. Gotta let them in. You gotta let, gotta open your heart and let the hate in. I mean, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, East3Cast. You can find us on online, www.east3cast.com, my favorite way, because fuck www, expensivecheese.com. You can find me and Wicked Child all over social media. That is at Wicked Child and myself, respectively, at Dosh Trufin. You can find us on the book face, facebook.com/EC3Cast. You can call us, which is
757-745-9323. Hopefully, if you call to leave a voicemail, I won't accidentally pick that shit up.
Yeah, and you can text us. You can tell us. You can tell us suck a dick. You can leave us a sultry voicemail.
Goddamn right, Matt Jolly.
You can fucking email us at EC3Cast@gmail.com if you want to send us a story. We ain't doing no Matt Jolly. We're wrapping the show. You chill.
No,
you wait
the
till
baseball
offline.
Card.
No, nope. We're wrapping the show. You wrap the show. You can growl all you want. But so you ain't Dark Man X, baby.
Let's go.
So what? Let's see. Myself, facebook.com/DOSDST. All my shit. Hopefully, this week, all the photos will go up from NekoCon. And
good luck with that.
Yeah, dude, pray for me. I got like over 800 photos.
Don't
to go
message
through.
Him.
You message me, I extend that shit out another week.
You won't see that shit till New Year's.
I'm saying you want it. It'll be a great New Year's.
You'll see that shit after we see them promo pics for damn EC3Cast.
Right?
Hey, I still had long hair when that shit was taken.
Yeah.
What?
He don't even look the same, dog. But no, I actually found those photos, by the way. And
is that it?
So for Miss Ill, Q Sweat.
What?
Hey.
It's Dosh Trufin for Wicked Child. Saying love life.
Love yourself.
Love Jello.
We out.
Skirt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.